She always is very bubbly, full of beans, never over expressive in her movement and everything, but not over expressive in her work, really.
And how do you assess the race? You've got a real chance, haven't you?
I think if you've got a horse which wins a trial for the Oaks, you always must go for the Oaks, because you know that is the most important race of a three-year-old filly's career in this country.
In terms of her running style at Chester, she came from last to first under Kieran Fallon. Will he keep the ride, and could you see her being ridden in the same way?
The plan that day was to ride her, have her handy, but it didn't work out that way, and I'm glad it didn't, because she learnt a lot more as a result. She'd be able to tuck her in and come through them. So I think she can be ridden, she's pretty versatile, I think.
And in terms of the good horses that you've trained, where do you rate her?
The winter and the spring we've had has meant the grass gallops just haven't been really up to scratch, because they've been too soft and early in the spring. Then they dried out a lot and there was no growth. So we haven't, to be honest, just tried her out at home. So we haven't been able to prove to ourselves how good she is, to be honest.
So a little bit more work with her still to do, but on course for Epsom.
Yeah, she only ran 2 weeks ago. You don't want to overwork a filly, especially at this time of year in this sort of weather. So we're just, working on the fact she did very well at Chester, that she proved how good she was then.